Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled The Art of Letting Go, and it's a TED Talk by The Minimalists. In this video, the owner of a website called The Minimalists tells us about minimalism, and he talks about how he ended up getting into this lifestyle and some of the benefits that he sees from this type of lifestyle. So if you're interested, you can go ahead and take a look at that video after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's look at our sentence. Ultimately, though, the purpose of minimalism has to do with the benefits we experience once we're on the other side of decluttering. So in this sentence, the speaker is telling us about the purpose of minimalism. And before he goes to the sentence, he was talking about how he decluttered his house, how he got rid of a lot of things, how he organized things. And now in this sentence, he's telling us that while that is important, so decluttering or organizing things is a part of minimalism, but the real purpose of minimalism is about the benefits that happen after you've already decluttered things. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. Ultimately, though, the purpose of minimalism has to do with the benefits we experience once we're on the other side of decluttering. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is ultimately. Ultimately is an adverb, and it means in the end or eventually or at the most basic level or in the most important way. So you could say something like, ultimately, I want to help others. And that would mean that eventually or most importantly, I want to help others. All right, our next word is related to ultimately, and it is ultimate. So ultimate is an adjective, and it means either final or most important. So you could say something like, my ultimate goal is to help others. So my most important or my final goal is to help others. Our next word is minimalism. Minimalism is a lifestyle where people live with very few possessions or very few things. And it's kind of a simple style. It's also an art style. And in this kind of lifestyle or art style, things are very simple, they're clean, and they're organized. And in the speech, the speaker tells us that practicing minimalism for him means owning only things that have a purpose or that bring him joy. So he doesn't own many things, but everything that he does own is very important to him. And an example sentence for minimalism could be, Tom says that minimalism has helped him feel less stressed. And this is something that the speaker mentions in his speech as well. He talks about how having less things or following minimalism has helped him feel less stressed. All right, our next word is related to minimalism, and it is minimalist. Minimalist is also a noun, and it is someone who practices minimalism. An example sentence might be, I'm not a minimalist, but I am tidy. So that would mean that I don't follow minimalism, I don't practice minimalism, but I am a tidy, a neat person. Our next word is also related to minimalism and minimalist, and it is minimal. So minimal is an adjective, and it means very small or slight in size or amount. So basically it means as little as possible. So you could say something like, this new vacuum cleaner allows you to clean your house with minimal hassle. So minimal hassle would mean as little hassle or trouble as possible. Very little hassle or trouble. Our next word is declutter. Declutter is a verb, and it means to remove things that you don't need from somewhere. And by doing this, you make that place more pleasant and useful. So, for example, a lot of us have a certain drawer where we throw a lot of junk. So maybe we have stuff that we don't know where to put, and we just throw it into a drawer. And in English, this kind of drawer is called a junk drawer. So if you wanted to be more tidy and have a more useful or a more pleasant space, you might want to open that junk drawer and declutter it. So take out a bunch of the stuff that's in that drawer and only leave things that you need and organize them nicely in that drawer. And an example sentence for declutter could be, "My kitchen cupboards are so messy. I need to declutter them." All right, the next word is related to declutter, and it is clutter. So clutter is a noun, and clutter is a lot of objects that are very untidy. So just as we were mentioning just now, declutter means to remove a bunch of useless things. So you are removing clutter. So clutter is basically all of those useless things, a bunch of objects that are very untidy or unorganized. And you could say something like, "I can't stand clutter." So if you're a very neat person and you don't like to see things all messy, you could say, "I can't stand clutter." All right, the next word is clean out. Clean out is a phrase, and clean out means to take everything out of a room or a car or some other place and clean the inside of it. So this is kind of similar to declutter, but in this case, you're taking everything out and you're cleaning that space very thoroughly. So you could say something like, "I cleaned out the fridge this afternoon." And that would mean that I took all of the food out of my fridge and then I cleaned the inside of the fridge. And I would probably also throw out some stuff that I think isn't needed anymore, maybe. And then finally, I would put everything else that's still good back into my fridge. So that would be the process of cleaning out my fridge. All right, that is it for our vocabulary words. So let's read our sentence one more time. Ultimately, though, the purpose of minimalism has to do with the benefits we experience once we're on the other side of decluttering. All right, that is all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, would you like to try out minimalism? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.